Hello and welcome back once again to another FHN all day interview update here. This time we are joined with Coach Stewart.
Hello, well, glad to be here.
Both the baseball and softball teams at Francis Howell North. Very knowledgeable about sports all around. So that's what we'll be looking forward to honing in on this episode. So now, when you were younger, our age, did you play baseball and sports and such?
Yes. I played football and baseball in high school and then baseball in college.
What position were you for baseball?
Catcher.
Gotcha. Like what other where'd you play college baseball at?
Down at SEMO.
Gotcha. What got you into coaching?
I liked working with people, and especially being a catcher, you're involved in every play of every inning and stuff. So, and then I just like to teach. I had good coaches when I was going up through Little League, high school, and college, and just like to pass that on.
Where all have you coached at places other than North?
No, not high school wise. I coached in slobber ball for when my son was playing in Little League all the way through with both my sons. And
yeah, have you coached any sports other than baseball and softball?
Not at the high school level. Lower levels, I coached basketball and some soccer, but didn't know a whole lot about soccer.
Yeah.
It was a process. Nobody else wanted to do it.
Sometimes you just need just someone there to corral the kids.
Yeah, point them in the right direction.
So, now for our viewers that don't understand or aren't too informed on softball and baseball, what are the key differences between, like, the game and, like, the coaching style that you have to use for both softball and baseball?
Well, softball is with the young ladies, baseball with the boys, obviously, but not obviously, but it's really a couple different games. In the softball games, bases are a lot shorter. It's a faster game. Where, like in baseball, the pitchers have to hold runners on. There's no holding the runners on in softball. So as soon as the pitcher throws it, they can be off the base or stealing or whatever. But there's a lot of different strategies between. Some are the same, but a lot of them are different also.
Yeah. So do you have a different coaching style for softball as you do baseball then?
Yeah. I think in softball we probably bunt a little more, play more small ball and stuff. But we still like using the bunts and stuff in baseball. Yeah. There's a place for it in the game.
Oh, no, I definitely have to agree with that. I'm still I'm moving on to MLB there, really, because I'm still personally a big fan of small ball. I'm not really that big into people pulling shoulders trying to hit home runs all the time.
No, I disagree with the launch angle thing that they're all doing now. All the way, it's not right.
Yeah.
They're teaching people the wrong approach to bat, too many strikeouts.
Yeah.
Put the ball in play and make the other team field it.
I mean, I personally agree with some of the launch angle stuff as far as how you want a little bit of an elevated line drive, but like a sinking elevated line drive going for that base hit. Not really. So it's some of the launch angles that I feel like are being taught are really just to hit not even just home runs, but people trying to hit monster home runs.
Yeah, they're elevating or dropping too much, trying to get it in the air just too hard. Your margin of error just goes down tremendously if you're trying to get the ball, strictly hit the ball up in the air. When some pitches, you're not going to be able to.
So in Major League Baseball, we've seen, like, massive increases in home runs and home run distance. What would you say is the cause for that?
Most likely, I'd say the balls are wound tighter, they're claiming, and but I think that's got part of it. The umpire doesn't call the high strike no more, so they could sit back and wait on something. But they didn't realize the higher strike, what they used to call, them were some of the best pitches to hit long ways.
Yeah, so. I agree. I mean, I personally find, I mean, higher strikes are usually easier to hit, but those are more likely to be fastballs, a lot harder to catch up to, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
When you're going to get
a breaking ball up there, you're in trouble.
Yeah. That's for sure. So what are your thoughts on the Cardinals so far this season?
I wasn't happy with them. Too many strikeouts and But they've turned it around.
Yeah, they've caught fire here quite late. So what would you expect from this Cardinals team compared to past playoff success of other Cardinals teams and other major league teams in general?
Well, they've got some good pitching, starting pitching. The bullpen, I'm not at the back end of it anyway. But I didn't think they'd hit enough to beat the Braves.
Yeah.
I thought the pitching was there, but I didn't know if we could score enough runs, which we proved we did.
Yeah.
But to maintain it, some of the guys who been struggling the last month or so started hitting a little bit again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If they get everything going, they can play with anybody right now.
Oh, yeah. I'd agree that with that for sure. Because I actually went to the game three, I think it was, when
Martinez blew it.
When Martinez kind of blew it at the end there. We lost 3-1 when it was going to the top of the ninth. We were up 1-0. I mean, one thing that I've been surprised personally is I think that we've actually shown that we've had the bats, especially in the 13-1 lead there. But I think we've shown that we've had the bats to compete. But the bullpen, which the pitching hasn't been as spot on as I'd like to see.
Yeah, I think some of the ones like Gallegos and Gant and them guys, they were overused too much early.
Mm-hmm.
They had great success. I think they're wearing down.
I agree.
But they're just fighting through it right now, and hopefully.
From what I've seen, I think Gallegos might be our best bullpen pitcher.
Yeah. Since he's came up in, I think, May, he's been by far our most consistent pitcher.
And he was off of that Voit trade, wasn't it? And
yep.
Everyone thought that the Voit trade was a steal. I personally think we made out off the bat. It didn't look like it was the smartest decision on our part, but Gallegos definitely turned that one around.
No, especially when Voit got hot when he got over there and hit some home runs and stuff. And But, I mean, once we got Goldschmidt, we didn't need Voit.
Yeah, that is definitely true. So, going back to the past playoff success, how would you compare this team to the 2011 underdog World Series championship team?
I think that team had more consistent hitters, more big-time hitters, but and their pitching was pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
But this one, can't never say never.
Yeah.
The way they turned it around since July, and can't count them out.
I would I definitely agree with that. I think that the 2011 team was definitely better than the team we have now, especially with Berkman and who else was it?
Pujols.
Yeah, Pujols was consistent.
Freeze.
Berkman was consistent. I didn't think Freeze was consistent the entire year round, but, I mean, he got hot at the right time.
Right.
And right now we're focusing, I think, a lot of our attention on just hot types like that are like, I guess, David Freeze, you know. Some players that we have, like Matt Carpenter, who's been on and off all season, he's shown some offensive prowess here in the playoffs, and I think we're going to have to, if we are going to have to win and keep this up, against the Nationals, I think we're going to have to keep the hot bats up.
Yeah, well, I agree. They need to play who's ever's hot and, sit the other ones.
Yeah. So did you watch the game last night, the game five of the NLDS?
No. Well, I missed all the fun stuff.
Yeah, the first inning.
My team was playing.
Yeah,
but I was getting text messages from my wife and son about, hey, look at this, you know. And then my son came up. Hey, is there still a 15-run rule after three? Taking a poke at it. But now I watched the end of it. But I had other duties to take care of first.
Yeah, for sure, with the coaching and all. work comes first. But, I mean, with the 13-1 lead, do you think that shows that we'll be looking to start off the NLCS hotter than the Nationals, or?
I don't know, because they came back from a 3-1 deficit, tied it off one of the best pitchers, and then got a grand slam in the 10th to win it. So they had a more compelling victory, probably.
Yeah.
But with the Cardinals, you know, first time in history to get 10 runs in the first inning of a playoff game, yeah. It's unbelievable.
And would you put that first inning on Braves pitching, Braves defense, or Cardinals offense?
Without seeing it, just some of the stuff I read, mm-hmm. I saw that they thought the Cardinal batters were taking a lot better approaches hitting. Mm-hmm. They was laying off the pitch, some of the stuff they used to swing at and get themselves out, and then making the guy throw the ball over the plate. And when they did, then they did damage to it.
Because I was actually at North while the game was going on, and I was waiting for our volleyball live stream last night because I was broadcasting that. And I was just like, hey, I wonder what the Cardinal game just started. I wonder if anyone scored. Looked it up, and it's 10-0.
Yeah.
So I immediately had to look up the highlights, and I was expecting, oh, I'm sure we hit 2 home runs, right? Because that's what the stage of Major League Baseball has been recently is.
Right.
You score big off of home runs. And I was very pleased to see that it was a lot of small ball. It was a lot of base hits, runners going first to third, base hits, runners scoring from second. And I think that really I think that's another thing that I think that that's another thing that the 2011 team I feel like did well is we had a lot of base hits.
Yeah.
I think especially like Lance, I'm a huge fan of Lance Berkman just because of when he gets that hanging pitch, he can, you know, of course hit the home run, but he is also more than willing just to take the single, which you don't see from a lot of heavy hitters these days.
No, it's all or nothing. They mm-hmm. hit the home run or they strike out. But no, Berkman was, we wouldn't win. We would not have won that without him being here. Even though he hadn't played outfield for a number of years, he didn't hurt us out there. And clutch hitting.
Wasn't a defensive liability, and he was definitely a very clutch bat for us to have. So what are your hopes for the Cardinals for the remainder of the season? Not only, I mean, obviously you said never say never. Who do you hope they will play, and if they beat the Nationals here, who do you hope for them to play in the World Series?
I would like to see, I said from the beginning, I thought Houston was the best team.
Yeah, I did too.
But they got to get by Tampa tonight. I didn't think that series would go 5 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat some good pitchers, so, and they're throwing one of the top pitchers in the league mm-hmm. tonight, so I still think Houston's the team to beat.
I agree.
They've been there. They've won it, and they got everything.
Yeah, I agree. Houston's definitely shown to be the most efficient and consistent team all around. What I mean, personally, if the Cardinals do make it to the World Series, it would be one heck of an upset. But I'd definitely like to see them go up against the Rays. I feel like they'd have the best shot against the Rays.
Yeah.
The wild card there.
Yeah, you know, they was wild card, but they still finished, I think, close 30 games over .500.
Oh, yeah.
I think they probably had a better record than what we did.
Yeah, I believe they did.
But you just don't ever hear a lot about them. Mm-hmm. Like, they traded away a lot of their so-called stars and brought in a bunch of young people. And
yeah.
Fam sure looks good right now.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I'm still happy that he's in Tampa. I'd rather have the guys that we have out in the outfield, the Cardinals. So what are your thoughts on Tommy Edman coming in partway through the season? And we are seeing quite a lot out of him and some clutch numbers already in the postseason.
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
I knew a little of him in spring training and stuff, but I didn't realize he was such a plus defender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's so fast. He's got power. And he puts the ball in play.
Yeah, and he can play anywhere on the field,
and
too.
Just about anywhere. And I think I heard last night, this whole 5-game series, he didn't strike out one time.
Mm-hmm. I view him as a real Okendo type. You know, he's a utility. He can do anything, but he actually has a bat to back him up, which most utility players don't.
Right.
Which I think that can prove to be a very big aspect of his game. And I think that'll be very important moving forward. So
I think he's got a big future with the Cardinals.
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, I personally love him. I mean, I just noticed from the playoff games that you've seen him, he just looks unfazed about it. Most young guys, you know, he's in his lower 20s. You expect him to be worried. You expect him to underperform in the playoffs, as a lot of young guys do with no experience, you know, his rookie year. And he's come out still doing well, doing more than I think most people expected from him.
Yeah. I don't think you could see this coming. I mean, he had good, decent numbers in the minors, but
yeah,
not performing like he has as now and in the playoffs and stuff. And he's just been a big plus for him.
Oh, yeah. And minors and majors are definitely a different game.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who will do well in the majors. So with the MVP race for both the American League and National League, what are you expecting for that?
Oh, shoot. I really haven't given it a whole lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think who's been so hot.
Yeah, so, I mean, National League, most people are thinking it's between Yelich and Bellinger.
Yeah, probably so. They both had very good years. I would probably lean towards Yelich.
Mm-hmm.
Bellinger's had a heck of a year. I don't know what he did. I didn't get to see a lot of their games because it was late, but I don't know how he did in the playoffs
or Bellinger, anything. But, I know Bellinger made at least one outstanding catch up against the wall last night. And I know quite a people are thinking he could be getting his first gold glove.
Oh, yeah. It's possible.
And with a bat to back him up. But I think usually the MVP race relies much more on the bat than the glove.
Yes. That comes into play more than it should.
Yeah, I'd agree. So now, we already talked about it. So do you think, after seeing the Astros struggle against the Rays, do you still believe that the Astros are going to be the favorite to win?
I think so. I think with their starting pitching, some of their better hitters haven't done it. Springer has done very little. Altuve's done some. But I think they'll come through with it tonight, especially being back at home.
Yeah. I think it shows quite a bit of paralysis as it is because their biggest hitters and the people that you expect to be leading their team are cold, you know. And if that were the case for the Cardinals, like if Goldschmidt were cold, if Ozuna were extremely cold, you know, then the Cardinals wouldn't be looking at
an
NLCS.
Home already.
Yeah. We probably wouldn't have made it this far. We wouldn't have made it to the playoffs. But that's all we have time for this podcast. Thank you so much for coming out to be interviewed. Looking forward to the rest of the Cardinals season and looking forward to the rest of the softball season and baseball season here this year at FHN as well.
Winding down.
Winding down, that's for sure. See you next time.